Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolves. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this: AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, KEYS. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy. The crazy thing is you can input the job description, your own experience, and say, use my LinkedIn profile as a reference.
Right.
Use this job posting as a reference and write my cover letter to do this. And you could literally put all those jobs into Airtable,
right,
and have it spit out the cover letters. I mean, there are people who are building chatbots. I was reading this book called Human Plus Machine, and they were talking about like bot-based empowerment. And some woman literally built a chatbot. So if employers come to her website, they can ask questions about her, and the chatbot will actually answer anything they want to know.
I'm Srini Rao, and this is the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, where you get a window into the stories and insights of the most innovative and creative minds who've started movements, built thriving businesses, written best-selling books, and created insanely interesting art. For more, check out our 500-episode archive at unmistakablecreative.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Unmistakable Creativity Hour. It's Srini and Gareth. Gareth, what is going on in your world this Friday morning?
Hey, Srini, how are you? Not a whole heck of a lot new in my court here. Kind of just same old, slogging along, growing one day at a time.
Yeah, well, so speaking of slogging along, something we neither of us likes to do is slogging. Both of us hate doing anything that is not really high value, which basically, as we talked about before, we like to optimize for our own laziness above all else, so that I can do things like spend the day snowboarding.
Right.
But I think that, you know, this is both like a terrifying and exciting time. You know, I think that what's fascinating is, like, so right now you've seen probably in the news like all these layoffs happening, and suddenly the whole idea of a job at some huge company, not that it was ever secure, but like when you start to see sort of the biggest companies in the world that where people were working for 20 plus years, just lay people off. I mean, Google, I think, cut something like 12,000 jobs last week. I think Amazon cut like 18,000. So you're seeing this huge sort of just cleanup, I think, because they overhired during the pandemic. That's kind of the irony, right? People were losing jobs during the pandemic. At the same time, these tech companies were apparently hiring like crazy. And like basically Sundar Pichai basically said, he's like, we hired for a different economic reality than the one that we're in.
Right. Yeah. And so it was interesting, right? I mean, the way that everything went down with the pandemic, when it first came out, everybody thought, oh my gosh, we're all going to lose our jobs. And then nothing like that even came close to happening. Right. And now it's the after.
For white collar workers. Yeah. For white collar workers, I think it was
true.
Yeah.
True.
But on that note, we decided that we wanted to tackle a sort of ridiculous but somewhat interesting subject today. You know, last week, last time we recorded, we talked about some of the possibilities of AI and creative work. And so today we wanted to take that and, you know, bring it down to a very practical level and, you know, go through sort of what we think might be a crazy idea, but one that potentially could really work. And that is, how could you clone a human virtual assistant using a tool like ChatGPT or AI? So first off, you know, give me your initial impressions. Like, when I told you that, what was your first reaction?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As creators, we're always on the move. Whether it's a live podcast event, a pop-up shop, or a workshop, we're constantly interacting with community, and that's where Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe comes in. Imagine this, you're at a live event, a listener loves your merch, or a participant wants to sign up for your course on the spot. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, you can accept their payments right there and then, right from your iPhone, so there's no extra hardware or no delays. Total game changer. It's not just for creators. Any business owner can do this. It's about making transactions smoother and much more personal, growing your business in your way. We've been using Stripe for our products and courses for a long time, and now with Tap to Pay on iPhone, you can take your business to the next level too. So visit stripe.com/tapiphone to learn more. Remember folks, with Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, your business is always at your fingertips.
Well, I mean, I guess it really depends on what you're using or what kind of tasks you're giving your assistant, right? I worked in an office 5 years ago, maybe longer now, and the CEO of the company had a personal assistant who like picked up his kids, right? I don't think we're there yet with AI, right? So
No.
But the things that we do, especially as internet entrepreneurs, folks, you know, who are building websites, brands online, a lot of content production, man, I think that there's a lot of opportunity here. And I don't know about you, but my assistant's expensive, man.
Well, I'll tell you, you mentioned, you know, the AI couldn't pick up his kids, but you know what? If he was, you know, had his assistant plan a list of activities for his kids, the AI could do that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. If you're talking about planning itineraries, no problem, right?
Yeah, totally. It could do a lot of the things that a virtual assistant does. It's like, you know, send this email, you know, do this. A lot of that can be done. You know, I think that one, maybe we should start by first just kind of talking briefly about ChatGPT, what it is, which you can probably explain this in more detail or technical terms than I can. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. We could just ask ChatGPT, hey, what are you and how do we explain it to our podcast listeners? That's what's amazing, is that it would actually give us an answer that makes a lot of sense. Actually, why don't we do that as an example? Let's, why don't you pull it up and give it a whirl and see what it comes back with.
Sure. All right. Getting ChatGPT in here. Let's see.
Just say, literally type the prompt, what are you and how would we explain you to our podcast listeners?
Just trying to load the page here. They've been getting so much traffic lately that I don't know if you've experienced this, but have you seen?
I got my, okay. Mine is up.
Okay, there we go. You ask him.
All right.
So while Srini's typing, ChatGPT is basically an open source AI that we can communicate with by typing in prompts, and ChatGPT, with its practically infinite knowledge, can respond pretty darn well.
All right, here we go. I literally typed just so you guys know, I typed in, what are you and how do we explain you to our podcast listeners? And this is what it came back with. I'm a language model called ChatGPT created by OpenAI. I use machine learning algorithms to generate human-like responses to text input. You could explain me to your podcast listeners as a computer program that can understand and respond to natural language text. I can answer questions, write stories, and even generate poetry. I can be integrated into various applications to improve human-computer interaction and automate certain tasks.
Woohoo!
That's better than either of us could have explained it.
That's exactly right.
I think the thing that, people don't get the magic of this is the fact that it works with very natural sounding language.
Right.
Like you can talk to it like you would talk to a human being. You could ask it questions. And you can ask questions that, borderline, could be ridiculous. Sometimes it'll say this is inappropriate, as I learned the last few days. So just,
I don't want to know what you were asking it.
Be wary of that. I remember I asked it. I was like, why are Brazilian women so beautiful? And it gave me like a full explanation.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
As creators, we're always on the move. Whether it's a live podcast event, a pop-up shop, or a workshop, we're constantly interacting with community, and that's where Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe comes in. Imagine this. You're at a live event, a listener loves your merch, or a participant wants to sign up for your course on the spot. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, you can accept their payments right there and then, right from your iPhone, so there's no extra hardware or no delays. Total game changer. It's not just for creators. Any business owner can do this. It's about making transactions smoother and much more personal, growing your business in your way. We've been using Stripe for our products and courses for a long time, and now with Tap to Pay on iPhone, you can take your business to the next level too. So visit stripe.com/tapiphone to learn more. Remember, folks, with Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, your business is always at your fingertips.
Well, I mean, these are the mysteries of the world getting solved before our very eyes. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is that you actually can ask it all sorts of things like this. You can ask it questions, but I think that initially when people saw things like DALL-E and all these, like, our first instinct was to just do stupid things and, push the limits of what was possible. Dolly, apparently, like every time I was like, you know, I think that I basically had my Dolly prompt was, you know, generate an image of an American president taking a piss on the Kremlin. Didn't come back with anything. Yeah. It was like, this is inappropriate. So just fair warning, like, be careful, you know, with how you use it. But that, of course, like with all technology, your first instinct is to do something stupid with it. You know, it's like, right, let me do something crazy, because you don't think right off the bat, like, how are the what are the practical use cases? And then once you start to see the practical use cases, you suddenly, you know, go completely nuts. Then you're just like, oh, my God,
100%.
This is insane. So let's talk about this idea of how we could clone a virtual assistant. But I think, you know, to your point, as you mentioned, it's not going to pick up your kids. But let's look at a series of activities that a potential VA might do online. And I'll give you a couple of tasks you can add, you know, to yours. Proofreading content,
right.
Formatting text for certain things, doing online research for certain things, writing social media updates, scheduling, you know, social media updates. Those are a few. You got any others? I mean, there are tons. Or, you know, creating an itinerary for an upcoming trip. Yeah, you know, for example.
I mean, for me, you know, we used our VA for a long time editing videos before we hired an actual production company. You know, posting my blog, sending out my newsletter every week. And mind you, all of these things usually have some steps where I have to approve, but the grunt work can be done by, I mean, it's mostly formulaic, right? It's like, okay, the last three blogs that we wrote this week in the past, you know, 7 days, go ahead and take those and put them into a newsletter and, you know, include links back to them. And we're going to, you know, publish that to our audience. Right. So, I mean, it's formulaic. It's the same thing every week. And it was stuff that I didn't have to be spending my time on.
So this is a good example. I think what we have to do is let's go back from sort of a very specific example and talk about this at a sort of, you know, abstract level first before we make it concrete.
Sure.
So I was thinking about, you know, starting with, you know, sort of a workflow design, because I think that before, to your point earlier, you know, that we talked about in the past, you know, how can you automate something if you don't actually know the process?
Right.
The same concept applies here. You can't clone your, you know, human virtual assistant if you don't know what the hell the human virtual assistant does. And in this case, you know, the more explicit your instructions are, the more effective your cloned, you know, your AI virtual assistant is going to be.
Right.
So let's take, you know, the idea, the way that I framed this was like, it was like, okay, you have the task, you have the process for completing the task, you have the tools, and then you have the output. And then somewhere in between that, you have people involved in each one of those parts.
Right.
Now, like, feel free to elaborate on that because you're the workflow expert.
Well, hey, you know what it makes me think of is before we had AI in any kind of usable way, I used to say, you know, the way to scale your business was, you know, first you ask, can I automate this task, right? Everything that you do, every piece that goes into your brand or your work, first ask yourself, can I automate this? And if the answer is yes, then automate it, right? Take the time to build the automation so that it runs in the background. Okay. Next, if you can't automate it, ask if you can delegate it. Because oftentimes, you know, we don't have the technology and automation to do it fully, but we need, you know, some human interaction. And so if you can delegate that, though, then delegate it. And then lastly, if you find that you can't automate or delegate, then you're stuck doing it yourself. And that is something that we need to be really, really, you know, strict about so that we're not piling stuff on our plates as founders, right? And instead making sure that we're attracting, you know, the right talent to our team and utilizing our capabilities to the highest degree. But here's where AI, for me, comes into this. It's between the automate and delegate part. If you can automate something straight out, you don't need any kind of human interaction, cool. But sometimes, and many, many cases, there's stuff that we might be delegating because we need some sort of like human approval or something, you know, some sort of natural language response, writing a blog, for example, creating a newsletter, for example. These are things where we needed, you know, a human to step in. And now I feel like we can get that more automated. I stress the more automated because I don't trust AI enough yet to
just let it run
something
loose
on my behalf. Yeah. You're not posting to my social media without my approval first, right? Like, I just want to make sure that I don't get, because you never know. You could, AI could read the wrong thing, accidentally get you canceled, and then your whole brand crumbles because you, you know, understand some nuance, right? And I don't
That is a good point. You do not want to basically just let go completely. But yeah, you've got a good point in terms of, you know, this whole automate, delegate, do framework, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So actually, while we're at it, let's ask ChatGPT itself, you know, like, what are some tasks we could automate using ChatGPT? So it'll give us a couple of responses.
Yeah. And whilst Brenny's typing that in, I guess the important takeaway here is that when you're working with ChatGPT, you can, right now we're typing things in directly to it, but that's not the only way that you can communicate with it. You can connect to the open API and, you know, create processes that will ask the same prompt over and over again, for example. Yeah.
Totally. Well, let's see. Basically, so we're starting with text because I think this is an easy one. Text generation, you know, which we've just talked about, which is, you know, composing tasks, text for a variety of tasks, which is just like emails, you know, social media posts, articles, language translation, summarization. So it can summarize long articles or documents for you.
Right.
It can classify text. So it, based on, you know, categories and then do sentiment analysis or identify the topic. It can also complete text, you know, given the input. So, for example, let's say that you're stuck on a blog post and you're like, all right, I got all this stuff. I wrote it myself. This is the thing that I warn people of is you don't want to, you know, become dependent on this. Because I remember, you know, explaining this to my dad and he was just like jaw dropped by how good it was.
Right.
I was like, yeah, because, you know, he's a professor.
Right.
I was like, Dad, I was like, you're writing grant applications. I was like, listen, I'm like, you're a professor. You're about to retire. You do not want your career to go down in flames because of using ChatGPT. And you don't want the final thing to be that you plagiarize something. So I said, look, you need to use it to innate, like to empower you, but not to replace you. Like, be very mindful of that. So I don't use ChatGPT to write myself. Like, I actually, what I do is I write my stuff myself and then I just revise. I use it for revision. But I think the better that you, the more like you depend on your own original input when it comes to creative work, the better the output you'll get from ChatGPT. But it can do crazy things. Like literally we could say, okay, segment podcast listeners into groups. Give me like customer segmentation, break them up into groups, give them categories, give them names, generate avatars from each of these, like the level of, you know, detail. The other day I asked it, I was like, generate a quarterly marketing plan for me to grow an email list from, you know, several thousand to a million subscribers. And then I said, okay, great. Thanks for this output. I was like, give me a step-by-step plan with a task for every day of the week for the next 6 weeks. And it did that.
Wow.
Then I did the same thing. I was like, generate a plan for me to meet a woman and give me, you know, a month and give me literally every something to do every single day. And it did. Or another one was an itinerary. But the other thing is, I think, you know, this is where you were talking about is when you can connect what it's capable of with automation, then you literally are at the point where you could clone a human virtual assistant. So we'll get into that here in just a second on how you do that. And for those of you who are listening, if you want to learn exactly how we're going to do that, go to unmistakablecreative.com/backstage and subscribe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch. The skills that are essential for standing out and thriving, no matter how much technology evolved. We're talking about real differentiators here, like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this, AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, K-E-Y-S. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy.